Well, hello, my name is Leon Vesherham, and I'm recording this because I really want to talk about wrestling. I need to talk about wrestling. I don't know if I'm going to be doing this on a daily basis or even if I'm going to continue to do this, but I really need to talk about wrestling right now. Last Sunday were the G1 Finals. That amazing tournament, amazing for wrestling, amazing company, New Japan Pro Wrestling golden era really is now. And this year's run raised a lot of questions in my mind about the future of the UWGP Heavyweight Championship, the future of the Bullet Club and the Elite, the future of Kenny Omega. First things first, I really wanted to talk about Omega. Well, he finally beat Okada. That puts him on the line for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship match against Okada one more time. I really don't think that's gonna happen this year. I really think that's gonna happen at Dominion next year. We got Evil on this line as well, and Evil beat Okada before Omega did. And I really think that, I don't know if King of Pro Wrestling is gonna be Okada versus Evil, but I really think that the fourth match against Omega will happen at Dominion next year. At the end of the one, we had the tease between Omega and Kota Ibushi. I really think that's gonna be Omega's next feud to the Wrestle Kingdom. Omega has to defend the IWGP US Championship against Juice Robinson, the revelation of the tournament, and Michael Elgin as well. I really think that he goes on, he beat the two guys and goes to defend against Kota Ibushi on the Wrestle Kingdom next year. I don't know if Ibushi wins, if Omega wins, but I think that Omega is going to finally capture the IWGP Heavyweight Championship at Dominion next year. A lot of people have talked about maybe a Golden Lovers reunion, and I'm really not a fan. I'm not a fan of this idea. I'm not a fan of Golden Lovers, to be sincere. I really don't like where the Golden Lovers were born. I don't like DDT. I don't like ODT. I don't like this style of pro wrestling. I think that pro wrestling has to be treated as a sport. Japan gives pro wrestling this treatment with All Japan Pro Wrestling, with Pro Wrestling Noah, and with Neon Japan Pro Wrestling. A lot of other promotions in Japan. Pro wrestling is really, really huge in Japan. Wrestle One and Dragon Gate. But I really think that pro wrestling has to be treated as a sport, has to be treated with a certain respect, and I really don't like what DDT does with wrestling, what OTT does with wrestling. I'm not saying that it's bad, I'm only saying that I don't like it. I, Leon, don't like it. I don't like the Golden Lovers gimmick as well, but I think the Kenny Omega's gimmick right now, it's awesome. I think that, okay, let's be clear here right now. Kenny Omega is the greatest wrestler in the world today. He can talk, he can wrestle, awesome skills. And I really don't think that a Golden Lover reunion will make any good show, Omega. Okay. I don't think that a lot of people knows the Golden Lover. I don't think that change of gimmick would benefit Omega. I really don't think so. And I really think that rejection would be huge at this case. So as I already said, I really think that Omega is going to capture the IWGP Heavyweight Championship on next year. And talking about Okada has, I think there's going to be chaos against LIJ for the next couple of months. Okada lost to Evil, so that puts Evil on the line for a WGP Heavyweight Championship match. I really think that's gonna go down this year, King of Pro Wrestling, I don't know, but he already has Naito for the next Kingdom, Wrestle Kingdom. This is gonna be an amazing match. I think that Okada is gonna retain because I think that the only guy the New Japan sees as a WGP Heavyweight Champion right now is Omega. It's a shame because I really think it's a shame because Naito is such a good wrestler. He's huge pop with the Japan crowd. He's far. He is the most popular wrestler in Japan right now, and he's not the ace. Okada is the ace, and followed by the Tanahashi, the former ace of New Japan. But I really think that Okada will retain, but I love Naito. Naito is so awesome. He's amazing at microphone, he's amazing at his gimmick, he's amazing on the ring. It's really a shame he's the right guy. I think he's the right guy bar in the wrong time. And I really think that Okada has a long reign to be ended by Kenny Omega, the cleaner. But I think that's cool. I really think that for the rest of this year, LIJ against Chaos will be awesome. Will be an awesome feud. And Okada against Tetsuya Naito will be awesome as well. And another issue that I want to talk about is they're teasing a Bullet Club the Elite split up, which I think Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks obviously, and maybe Marty Scurll will form the Elite as a stable, a really stable right now, not just a subgroup as it is. And another leader rise to the Bullet Club. I don't think Tama Tonga is the right leader. I just don't see it. Tama Tonga as a leader of the Bullet Club. I really don't think that he's ready, and I really don't think that he's gonna be ever ready. Looking at the current members, the most suitable to the Bullet Club leadership should be Cody Rhodes. Really should be Cody. But I don't know, Cody is a part-timer in New Japan. He has a full contract with the Ring of Honor. In order to become the Bullet Club leader, he has to sign a full contract with New Japan and become then a part-timer with Ring of Honor. And I don't really see this happening. I think that Ring of Honor has a long-term plan for Cody. I think the Cody is gonna be the Ring of Honor champion for a long time, and I just don't see it. I really don't think that the Bullet Club and the Elite split up would bring any benefits. I really think that the Bullet Club already lost a lot of heat, lost Prince David, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, AJ freaking Styles, and Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks are really the heart of the Bullet Club stable right now. And I really see that Bullet Club needs the Elite, and the Elite needs the Bullet Club. Bullet Club is so strong as a brand, as a worldwide. Bullet Club really put the New Japan on the map, on the worldwide map. Of course, New Japan is a great company, a great federation without the Bullet Club, but the Bullet Club really put New Japan on the map. There's no denying that. And the brand is so strong. I really don't see another leader other than Kenny Omega to maintain this brand so strong. Losing the heat of this brand will cause massive loss for Japan, massive loss of heat, massive loss of money. And I don't know. But they are a bit teasing with the Tama Tonga angle, with Cody Rhodes the angle. They are a bit teasing all the Being the Elite show on YouTube. That's really important. A lot of things that happened on New Japan in ROH had been teasing before. Have been teasing before on the Being the Elite show. And I really think that something will help. I really think that split up will happen, but I don't think that's a good choice. I don't think that's a good booking. I really don't think that's smart booking by Gate or I don't know whoever books New Japan Raw 8 storylines. We know that the head booker all New Japan is Gate, but that interaction between these two companies, it's a little hard to speculate, but I really don't think that that split up brings any benefits to either part. I think that Kenny Omega needs the Bullet Club. The Bullet Club needs Kenny Omega. They need each other. They need each other. I really think that it's what I wanted to talk about on this. I don't know, this is a podcast, this is a show, I don't know, I really just want to talk about wrestling, okay? And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm recording this at 11 p.m. I'm so sleepy. I had to work in the morning tomorrow. But that's it. This was an amazing G1. Amazing G1. New Japan Golden Era, it's now. If you don't watch New Japan, do yourself a favor and go watch it. New Japan is now the greatest promotion, the best product in the world today. Do yourself a favor, watch New Japan. Watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. I guarantee that when you watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, you don't wanna watch other stuff. Of course, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, maybe you wanna watch it as well. But the big one, the big leagues, I really don't think that you are gonna have to. You will still wanna watch the other leagues. And New Japan's bringing an amazing product. It's a great time to be a pro wrestling fan, a New Japan pro wrestling fan, a Ring of Honor pro wrestling fan. It's really a great time. It's not a great time to be the WWE fan, but the indies in the world are producing such amazing content, and the smaller federations like Ring of Honor, I don't know if GFW is quite there yet, let's see, but New Japan is bringing such as amazing product, amazing wrestling, amazing wrestlers. that's really important, and treating wrestling as the great sport that wrestling is. Okay, so that's it. I'll see you soon.